I was raised on cornbread and collard greens. My mama's love and her biscuits and government cheese. My daddy taught me to love my fellow man. Said the song is wilder than we can comprehend. Yeah, the song is wilder than we can comprehend. Oh, love is a wild song. Oh, love is a wild song. It's a father shoveling coal. It's a mother making a home. Oh, love is a wild song. And it keeps playing on and on. Love is a wild song. When I was a boy, I picked up on this wild tune. And I followed the sound till it led me to the truth. There was something they tried to tone it down, but the song, it rises up when the rocks cry out. Oh, 'cause love is a wild song. Oh, love is a wild song. It's a wolf howling at the moon. It's the flowers in full bloom. Oh, love is a wild song. And it keeps playing on and on. Love is a wild song. From an empty grave, the song plays. A wild tune of love and grace, and all the minor tones, it all resolved on a cross. And when the earth shook, the veil was torn, separation be no more. And still today, the song plays on, and on and on. His throne to bring his children home. Oh, love is a wild song, and it keeps playing on and on and on and on. Oh, love is a wild song. Come the fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never cease, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melody sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, Mount of God's redeemed. heaven easy. Hither by thy help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. To grace I'm great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to thee. Let thy grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Good morning, everyone. What do we have today? Was it chicken and shrimp Alfredo? We're living it up out here, son. Tune in a little bit here, sorry. The sun is very bright, so I can't really see my tuner thing. Have you ever said the words, something like, man, I'm just so far from God? Has anybody ever said that? Like, man, I'm just really far from God right now. Has anybody heard anyone say that? It's funny that we say that. Because it's impossible. And that's part of the beauty of grace and the beauty of the wild love that God offers, that we're surrounded in. That we can't escape it. We can't escape the presence of God and the goodness of God. There's a psalm, I think it's Psalm 139, where it's almost a bit frustrating. You hear the frustration in David's voice, but he says, where can I go from your spirit? If I go to the mountaintop, you're there. If I go to the deepest, darkest valley, you're there. He also goes on to say that you go before me and you come behind me and you hem me in. And I think there is there's this part of us that kind of wants to escape. Kind of want it to be true that we can be far from God. We would like for God to turn his head when we smoke something or shoot something up, or when we're with someone we shouldn't be with, or doing something we shouldn't do, or in the darkness, in the recesses of society. It's almost this shame that we feel. We wish God would just turn his head and walk away just for a little while, you know. But that's not the way it works. And God's not with us all the time to condemn us or to make us feel guilty. God's with us all the time because his love won't let him be anywhere else. And can I just tell you today, man, that God's not disappointed in you. God's not angry with you. God doesn't feel anger when he sees you do the things that, whatever it is, whatever life you're trying to find out there. But God looks upon us and he sees children. He sees his kids. And the places we go to find life, might call it sin. They sadden him. They grieve him. So you don't make God angry, you make God sad. And God is always close. God is always waiting. And he's going to use the things in our lives that we that mess us up and trip us up to unearth things, dig things up, to uncover the beauty that's in there, whether you know it or not. How many of you feel beautiful today? See, that's where restoration is starting to take hold. It's starting to uncover because there's beauty in there, and that's what the work of restoration. Whether you're a man or a woman, black or white, rich or poor, gay or straight, there's beauty in there. And God is always about the business of unearthing beauty. You descend upon me like a rolling stone, like rain. Sorry, start that over. You descend upon me like a rolling stone, like a black swan raging on for all that I know. You know it unnerves me when I lose control, and I'm all out of options, and I've out of my head, so I build my life around someone who I thought that I was, but it turns out all the things I do to feel young, they only make me old. You raise me like a baby, like a fiery phoenix bird. Oh, you lift me like Lazarus. You love me like death and verse. You unearth me like a vein of gold, like flowers that rise up, flowers from the fold. You cast me uncursed, unearth my body and my soul. Fires from my ashes, fires from my coal, and I build my life around someone who I thought that I was. But it turns out all the things I do to feel young, they only make me old. But you raise me like a baby, like a fire phoenix bird. Oh, and you lift me up like Lazarus. You love me like death. You love me like death. Oh, you love me like death and birth. All of my life I've been fighting for a place I could thrive. But it turns out all the things I do to survive, they only make me old. But you raise me like a baby, like a fiery phoenix bird. Oh, and you lift me up like Lazarus. You love me like death. You love me like death. You love me like death in reverse. Lord Jesus, we pray that our eyes would be open today, our hearts would be open. Father, that we could hear your voice, that we could hear and feel your love around us. God, that we can experience you today. Father, I pray against guilt, against the spirit of guilt, against the spirit of regret. God, that you would open us to receive your love, to receive your mercy, to receive your favor, and all that you want to bestow on us today and that you have been bestowing on us. In your name we pray, amen.
If you agree with that, say amen. Woo, that's good news, and brought to you by a good man, Jesse. Every time he shares his heart, it's beautiful. And I know a little bit about his story, a little bit about his journey. And when he speaks of the love of God, it's from experience. And that's what God does. He just kind of fills us up and lets whatever that is just overflow to others. And so I hope you're able to worship. I hope you listen to the words that he was singing about the love of God, because we're going to keep talking about that. It's just a beautiful day. I'm so glad to just be here, to be able to share with you today. I don't know. I know sometimes it's hard to get word around, but about 6 weeks ago, I was at Grandview Hospital suffering with COVID and just was fighting that. And I praise God that he healed me and just helped me with all the good people that were there. And so when you go through something like that and you're in the hospital, it's like, man, am I ever just going to be able to go outside again, you know, or ever just be able to kind of have like a normal day? You know, it feels like that. You know, it's not 100% true, but, you know, when you're sitting in there in the hospital, of course, nobody can come and see you, you know, it's just like, man, I just, you know, I could just use a hug, you know. So the first day I was back out here, I think it was poor Jesse. I got to give him a hug, and it was just like, man, it felt, you know, just holy and good, and I just didn't have a chance to do that. So I'm so thankful. Just, you know, it makes you grateful for the blessings that you have, and it's a blessing to be with you today. But today is certainly not about me. It's about mama. Amen. If you love your mama, say amen. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are here. Don't be jealous if you see people from Norton's Florist coming out with $700 worth of flowers. You know, that's okay. You're in the center of the love of God, and there is no better place to be. Amen. So today's sermon in a sentence, you probably know what it'll be, is God loves you like your mama. God loves you like your mama. And I might even dare to say that God even loves you better than your mama, which is even great news. And the reason I can say that is because God has loved me so well through my mother, through my grandmothers, people that have poured the love of God into me. And I want to share a few of those stories with you today that just perfectly show the love of God. I realize if a mother was sharing, she could certainly speak from experience and it would probably be a better message, but we see the love of a mother, and that is the reflection of the love of God. Amen. Gordon Dalby tells a story about a Catholic nun who ministered to men in prison. She would go and just share when she could to different men, and she had the idea. She knew that Mother's Day was coming up, and she said, you know, I want all or whoever wants to be able to send a card to their mother for Mother's Day. So she reached out to maybe like Hallmark or one of the card, you know, making places, you know, and she was kind of short on time. So she didn't get enough cards for everybody in the prison because she didn't know how many she would need. And wouldn't you know it that every single man in that prison wanted to send their mama a Mother's Day card. So they had to have a lottery to be able to see who could, you know, who could do that. And of course, years after that, she knew how many they would need and just continued that ministry. But even the people that God loves that are incarcerated do not forget their mamas. And they want to send their mama a card. Now, the other side of that story is that same nun, the same, you know, after Mother's Day, it's Father's Day. Father's Day was coming up. So she's like, well, I'm going to get ahead of this. I'm going to have, you know, guys that want to be able to send their dad a Father's Day card. And wouldn't you know it that nobody in the prison wanted to send their dad a Father's Day card. Now, that is a little bit of a reflection of the brokenness that fathers and mothers all bear, right? No father or mother is perfect. There is only one that is perfect, and that is God. But I just thought that was such a powerful story that even those guys that are struggling that God still sees and loves in prison did not forget about their mama. So God loves you like your mama. God loves you even better than your mama. Do you know how I know that? It's because Scripture testifies to that. We're going to look at a scripture today from the book of Ephesians, and I've got some great news. Ephesians is the book that we're going to study next. We may even start as early as next week. So if you get a chance to read the Word of God, read some of Ephesians, and we're going to be talking about that. This is in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. Some of you may have heard this before, but it's such good news. I want you to listen to every single word of this scripture. Have you ever felt the power of somebody praying for you? This is Paul praying for the people at the church at Ephesus, but also he's praying for us, y'all. So we've got to listen to this prayer of this powerful apostle, this man of God who wants this for us. Ephesians 3:14, he says, and he's been talking about some beautiful things, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name." Church, you are a part of a family in heaven and on this earth, the church at Southside. We are family, we are sisters and brothers in Christ. And so Paul is praying this for the Ephesian church, he's praying it for the church at Southside, and he says this, "Listen, I pray that out of his glorious riches," the riches of God are not just simple, they're not just cheap, they are glorious, glorious riches, the riches of God. "I pray that out of his glorious riches that he may strengthen you with power." Everybody say together, power, power, with power. You're going to hear that word again. "Out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit." That's where the power comes from in your inner being, "so that Christ may dwell in you, take up residence in you, make his home in you, in your hearts through faith." That's how God lives through us, in our hearts through faith, through our belief, even though we can't see him, our belief that he is real, that he died for us, that he loves us, and that we're going to see him again. He prayed that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. And listen to this, church, it's great news. "And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love," being rooted and grounded in love. You know, if somebody ever says something about this church, one of the things I hope that they say is, those guys talk about the love of God all the time. And some of you may even say that this morning, that, man, you know, most of the time when we come here, all we hear is about the love of God. And I would just humbly but boldly say, what else is there? What else is there other than the love of God? And this is what Paul is saying, that we've got to be rooted, grounded. That's the root, that's the source of everything, is the love of God, the love of Christ, the love that he showed in giving his son to die for us, the love that our servant Jesus showed by going to that cross to die for us. John 3:16, you know it, for God so what? Loved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Anybody want everlasting life? I raise my hand to that. We've got to be rooted and established in love. Rooted and established in love. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power. Everybody say power. Power together with all of the Lord's holy people, with all of God's saints, to grasp. Listen to this, church, this good news. To grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. I think that covers it all. Amen. How wide, how long, how high, and how deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than all that we ask or imagine, according to his power that is in work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this is the word of God for the people of God. May all of God's people say amen. Man, what truth. Man, what beautiful, beautiful truth. The love of Jesus Christ is so high, it's so deep, it's so wide, it's so long, and that is the source of everything. And you know who we learn that best from? Mama, right? I mean, if it's a healthy relationship, and I do recognize, you know, as some of you come into Mother's Day, maybe there's some grief, maybe there's some brokenness. All, you know, mamas are not perfect. Mothers and fathers are broken. We bear the sin, you know, and we struggle. We're not perfect. But the love of a mother reflects the beautiful love of God. And I want to share just two dimensions of that this morning. First, the love of a mother is tender. You know, when you skinned your knee or you injured yourself, did you run to daddy or mama? do you run to daddy or mama? You run to mama because, you know, daddy will say, rub some dirt on it and get back out there and play the game, for goodness sakes. You know, and mom, what does mom do? Oh, man, cuddle you up in your lap. Oh, it's going to be okay. Goes and gets everything you need to stitch you up, even if it's just a little cut, you know, makes a big fuss over you. I hope you've experienced the love of a mother who has tenderly and lovingly cared for you. That reflects the image of God. I want to share a couple of scriptures of the tender, compassionate love of God. And while I'm pulling the scriptures up, I want to just remind you that even though the primary image of God in Scripture is Father, that doesn't mean that the feminine image of God is any less beautiful or any less powerful. Remember, before the fall, God made Adam and Eve. He made male and female, both in his own image, equal, beautiful, no separation, different, certainly distinct, but just absolutely beautiful. And so there are, even though we hear of the picture of God in the Old Testament and New Testament being Father, and that's beautiful, there is beauty to that as well. We can't forget that in Scripture too, there are images that show us that God loves like a mother, that just the feminine side of God, the beauty of that is all over Scripture. I want to read you an Old Testament passage and a New Testament passage. This is Isaiah 66:12. It's in the middle of a prophecy, but he's talking about the city of Jerusalem and how God feels about his people. He says in Isaiah 66:12, "For this is what the Lord says, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. You will nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem." Man, can't you just see that image of the love of a mother picking up the child and loving so beautifully. Jesus said the same thing in Matthew chapter 23 about the same city, the city of Jerusalem, but he talks about the beauty and the love of a mother. Let me pull up the scripture here. It's Matthew 23, 37. Jesus says this, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who sent you, how often I longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you are not willing." Regrettably, that is a negative, context of, Jerusalem not, listening to God at all times and doing not good things to God's people. But listen to what Jesus said in his heart, his good heart, which reflects the Father God's heart. All I really want to do is gather you under my wings, love you, comfort you, hold you. As Isaiah said, dandle you on your knees, on my knees. Have you ever got one of those hugs from your mother or your grandmother that you just got lost in? And that's a reflection of the love of God. And I've had that poured into me. I have one grandmother that's still living, Meemaw Molly, and I bless her today. One grandmother that's with God, Meemaw Vifquin. Anybody else have a Meemaw? I mean, that's just saying the name, is just a reflection of how special they are. But Meemaw Vifquin, I've got so many memories of how she loved me. Well, when it was my birthday, she would take me out shopping. And I don't know if I had a budget or not, but I just remember being able to get some clothes. My birthday is like August 4th. You could put that in your phone. Dwayne just celebrated a birthday. Happy birthday, Dwayne. So I would go and usually get clothes for school. So one year, I'm almost ashamed to admit this, but the number one thing on my list was parachute pants. Anybody remember parachute pants? I mean, I thought I'd be the coolest kid at elementary school, strutting the halls in my parachute pants. Now, my grandmother, with her wisdom, she would say, those pants are pretty thin. I'm sure they were expensive, I'm sure she probably couldn't afford them. And so she bought them for me anyway. I go into school. I am the coolest kid ever in a little small school in Kentucky. We're outside in PE playing kickball, and I got a big old hole in my parachute pants. Boo, So Meemaw was right, but she showed the love, got me some parachute pants. And every year for my birthday, she would take me out shopping, just a sign of her love. She also made me, made these clothes. Y'all remember jams? Like the shorts that were kind of long. She would make them in real flowery patterns. So imagine the love of a grandmother taking time, stitch by stitch, lovingly putting those things together. I wore those things. And like I said, I was super cool. I was awesome. I had a brand name that nobody even knew about. It was from my grandmother. She just loved me so well. And I'm thankful for her. My mom loved me very well, loves me very well. She's still living in Kentucky. I talked to her this morning. And I want to share just one quick story about my mom. I could share a lot. But her gift of love was just her presence. She was at everything that I ever did. My mom and my dad, I played sports at a small school in Kentucky. And every game, every practice, they would take me there. Just loving, being present, being there, being available, just saying, look, I'm here, and I love you. I see you. I see what you're doing, which was great. Also, in the BL days, before Laura, before my wife, I dated a young lady in high school, and we dated for about a year. High school days are where you're going out on dates, and we ended up breaking up, and after a year, I just kind of struggled with that. It was just hard because it was just difficult. Who remembers your first heartbreak, right? So our high school was connected to the elementary school, and my mom worked in the elementary school. That was the time where computers were getting popular, and she was showing everybody how to use computers back in the day. And I just remember one day I was like, I can't take it anymore. And I went to my mom, and I sat in her office and cried for about 30 minutes. I knew where to go. Because I needed just the tender, understanding love that only a mother can show. And I hope you have a story like that. I hope you're thinking right now of the way that your mother or grandmother showed the love of God to you. That is so tender and so precious, and our moms do that better than anybody else. Amen. The love of a mother is tender, but also the love of a mother, and I hope I can use this word, it's not a cuss word, is fierce. Man, it's fierce. Ain't nothing going to stop a mama, amen? I mean, the love of a mother is one that will come and get you out of jail, amen? I mean, it's fierce. You try to pick on my child, you try to pick on somebody in my family, you better watch out for mama, amen? I mean, you know, it's fierce. She has just a beautiful love about that. And another wonderful mother in my life is my wife, Laura. She is an amazing mother to our two boys, Andrew and John David. And I want to share just one story about that she's shown me that reflects the love of God. Anybody remember the snowpocalypse? Do you remember where you were during the snowpocalypse? How long ago was that? That was a while ago, I know. But Laura that day had John David and was going out to like a play date. Of course, everything started turning bad. And I was working at a church up on the 280 side of town. And so I tried to be able, you know, they canceled school. So I tried to go get Andrew, our oldest child. And I couldn't go anywhere, sliding, slipping and sliding all over the road. So Laura, with John David, who at this time he was in a stroller. So I want to say maybe two years old, maybe younger than that, was under, you know, Laura's care. Of course, they canceled the play date and tried to get to school. Well, at that time, Andrew was attending Shades Mountain Christian School, which is the home of Bradley Akins, prominent alumni there, yes. They've got a picture of him prominently displayed as you enter the school because he was so awesome there. Andrew's going to that school. Of course, they canceled school. So every parent is trying to get through the snowpocalypse to get their child. So Laura is inching her way through traffic. We're talking each hour, and I'm like, Laura, you know, it's bad out there. You got to be careful. You got John David with you. I don't even know what kind of car she was driving, but I'm sure she could have been driving a better, you know, vehicle to get around in the snow. So some of you know that Shades Mountain Christian School was on the top of, they call it Shades Mountain Christian School for a reason, top of a mountain, right? So it's on old Tyler Road, and you got to go up a pretty, you know, pretty steep mountain to be able to get there. So, of course, everybody's sliding off the road here, there. So Laura, over time, gets to the base of that mountain. And you want to know about the fierceness of a love of a mother? She was not going to have her child be sleeping in that school overnight. I mean, she was going to go get her child. She was determined. I kept telling her, you know, you need, you know, he'll be fine in the school. He'll probably love it, you know, sleeping over. She was like, no, that's not going to happen. So she puts John David in a stroller. You remember how cold that day was? Starts pushing John David up that mountain, 2.5, probably 3 miles. And as the story, you know, over the years, it's like turned into like 16, 23 miles. Walked, pushed John David up the mountain, got to the school, got Andrew, came back down the mountain in the freezing cold and the snow. She probably walked uphill both ways to get John David, and they made it safe to somebody that we were going to church with at the time. That's a fierce love of a mama, a mother who will not stop until she knows for sure that her child is taken care of. And Laura has displayed that so well, so beautifully, better than me over the years in parenting our children. So the love of a mother is tender, reflecting the tender love of God. The love of a mother is fierce. And don't you know it, that is the love of God. Did you hear the Ephesians passage? How long, how wide, how high and how deep is the love of Jesus Christ? You can't go any other direction, as Jesse read. I mean, it's everywhere. You are surrounded by it, hemmed in by it. Just so beautiful. So what do we do with that? How do we process that? How do we put that into our lives? Well, if you look up the word mother in the Bible, it's over 300 times that it's used. The most of it is the genealogies where it says mother of, you know, this person or that person. But you know what the most common word associated with mother other than the genealogies in the Bible is? It's associated with honor. Remember one of the commandments? Honor your father and your mother. Jesus even repeated that in the New Testament. Honor your father and your mother. What does it mean to do that? Well, honor your father and your mother. Express to them honor and respect, love, because it ain't easy being a parent. Amen. It is not easy raising children. Every day is an adventure. All of us got our own reality TV show. Amen. It is a challenge. And so just to make it through that, raising us without, you know, tough stuff happening, or tough stuff did happen, but, you know, just to make it through that is an accomplishment in and of itself. So your mother and your father are worthy of honor. Scripture says honor. To all of our kids here, any young ears listening, still listening, remember Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. That is the call of Jesus to what we're to do. So even if there are wounds there with your mother, work and ask God for forgiveness, for the restoration of relationship. Remember, as Jesse said, God is working to restore all things. And one day, when Jesus returns, all things will be made new and all things will be made right. So let's practice that now. Amen. Let's practice that now. Walk down the path of what it means to honor your mother. If y'all have a good relationship, make sure today somehow you call her, you speak with her, you show that honor and respect. If your mother's already gone on to glory, live in such a way that her legacy is honored, that people will know you bring honor to her name, that she raised you right, as we would say in Alabama. Show that honor and respect. And the last thing that I want to do share with you is when we show honor to our mothers, we need to be filled with that love so much that we love others, okay? And I know we say that here a lot, but the whole point of the love of God, one of the points of the love of God filling our hearts, is so that we can share it. It is for us, and I hope in some way you can receive the love of God. We here at the Church of Southside try to help in receiving the love of God. We're in a journey in doing that. All of us need help receiving the love of God. I don't know how and in what way you do that. I know for me, it is, you know, just kind of maybe getting alone with some music. Sometimes it's being outside and just opening my heart up and saying, God, I need your love. Fill me with it. I mean, just a prayer that simple. And a lot of times, you know, just through the beauty of his creation or through the spoken word that he says, he'll do it. He'll answer that prayer. He's very good at that. And so once you're being filled by the love of God, you honor your mother by sharing that with others. You honor your God by sharing that with others. I want to close by reading a scripture, and then we're going to all listen to a song together, just to have some time to praise God. It's in 1 John. Most of you know that 1 John shares the beautiful truth that God is love. It's not just part of his character. It's not just part of who he is. The defining characteristic and the truth of God is love. That is who he is. He can't not be love. And so in 1 John, he just shares beautifully that number one, John shares that God is love, but also he shares that we need to love each other. So we're in 1 John 3 and verse 16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but he has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and truth. This is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. The beautiful, wonderful love of Jesus Christ. Dear friends, we have confidence before God and receive from him everything that we ask because we keep his commands and do what pleases him. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commands us. As important as it is to believe in Jesus, and that is important, that is the gospel, it is also important in this scripture for us to share it. For us to not only keep it to ourselves, but be filled so full with it that it just overflows and we share it with others. Without condition, without any other thing other than the power of the Holy Spirit, working through us. So we're going to close today by just taking a minute to be still, okay? And I realize that all around us there is activity, so I know that's difficult. But I know this is part of just how I connect with God. But we're just going to listen to a song. It's a new song. It's not as good as the songs Jesse sings, but a new song by the group Need to Breathe. And there is one lyric in this song that I want you to just be listening for. It's kind of a song that's not just like slow and contemplative. You can kind of snap, or I would dance, but I don't know. I may be condemned for doing that before the Lord. But that would not be a joyful thing to watch. But this song, Need to Breathe, there is a lyric, and I want you to listen for it. I think it's in the bridge of the song. It says this: "We're a child in the car seat, in the driveway at night. Our mother is going to slowly sneak our bodies inside. We can rest in the arms of trust. There's no way that we can say we've earned our way to the light. All we have to do is stay." Amen. So I know there's ambulances going on. There's a lot of noise, but let's listen to this song, and then I'll lead a prayer to close us. As we listen, just talk to God. Express to Him where you are, what you're feeling, what you need, what you want from Him, and listen to His response. Let's worship together as we listen to this song.
Child in the car seat, in the driveway at night. Our mother's gonna slowly sneak our body inside. We can rest in the arms of trust. There's no way we can say we've earned our way to the light. All we have to do is stay. Thank you.
What a great message. I hope in that time you were able to see yourself as that child in that car seat. Let's pray. Father, help us to rest in the arms of trust. Thank you for the love of our mothers, everybody that has poured your love into our lives. And I know that not every relationship is perfect, but we do want to show honor as you honor our mothers today. In whatever way that looks like, help us to be people that show honor and respect. Help us to be people that show love because we are so loved. We close today just by thanking you. We praise you for that love that is so high, so wide, so long, and so deep. We thank you for a love that pursues us even in our brokenness. God, right now and today, we repent of our sins. We turn away from our sins. And we open ourselves up to the cleansing love of Jesus Christ that washes away every sin as far as the east is from the west. We pray the blessing of Jesus Christ and the peace of Jesus Christ over every mother listening. We know that that is not a job for the faint of heart, and we pray that you'd give them strength. We pray that you would give them the tenderness and the fierceness. I pray that that would just be on display and that your love would fill them so full that it would overflow. We pray that for all of us. God, thank you for every person that is here today. I pray the peace and the blessing of Jesus Christ over every heart. I pray for provision. I pray for your presence in our lives. Thank you so much, God. Thank you for our time of worship. Thank you for the good food. Thank you for the supplies that we're about to hand out. May all of that reflect the beauty of your love. We love you and we thank you. And it's in Jesus we pray. May all of God's people say together, amen. Just a minute, we'll hand out our supplies. Love y'all. And make sure you see Dwayne's shirt. It's love. It's what it's all about. Amen.